Perek Vav, we're up to Braisa Hey. Again, talking about the Derachim Shatera Niknas Bahem. So these are a continuation of the Perek on being on Kinyan Taira. Al Tavakesh Bidula La'atzmecha. Don't look for greatness. Atavakish gedula la'atzmecha. Now this is one of the ways in which Torah is nikness, which means to say that if a person is learning Torah and looking out for himself, for his own personal benefit, it's chesaron in kinyan Torah. V'al tachmoid kavid, don't be jealous of honor. Yoser melimutcha asay. Now how do you translate that? Yoser more, may limutcha asay.
What you're usually able to do.
Okay, so there are a number of translations. The way Rav Chai Volozhin attaches it, Yoser me limutcha asay, means always do a little more than the day before. Always look to accomplish a little more than you accomplished previously. That's Yoser me limutcha asay. But what's the page? Resh Yud Zayin, Resh Yud Ches in your print. Resh Chaf Aleph. We're getting to the end. The other explanation of Yaisa Melimutcha Asay is that a person has to do more than his learning. The Chazal say, Misha Maisav, a person's Maisav has to be Yaisa Melimuda. If a person does less than what he learns to do, then that's Chasar in his learning. Chasarin is doing. Val tesavil shulchanim shel sarim, and don't have a taiva desire for the table of sarim, of people who have honor in this world from the financial benefits. Shulchanecha gadol me shulchanam. The shulchan of taira is greater than the shulchan of sarim. Bikisrucha gadol me kisram. And the kesa taira is greater than kesa malchus.
So this provides a rationale for why you turned down the invitation to the White House, right?
Oh, for that, okay. I really didn't have a big tie to go to the White House. I don't know. I mean, if they offer me a job there, I might think about it. But just to go once and there, I didn't have a tie, but Shulchan Aruch says to go see a king once in your lifetime. So,
but some people have a tie
to go to the White House. Yeah. For what?
With the president, it's,
The president probably will not long remember that even I visited him. So I don't know what the it's a total covered hameduma. Now, what happened in that particular group? I must have mentioned to you. Everyone goes, everyone gets this picture with the president. That whole batch of pictures went bad for some reason, and it was on film. That whole group that went that day. Some anti-Semite photographer. At any rate, Neman who ba malachtecha sheshalim lecha schar pulasecha, and you can trust the man who hired, not the man, God who hired you to pay you your dues. So even though in this world we don't always see it, we often don't see it, nevertheless, that's part of our faith. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. The Braisa basically is telling a person to be satisfied with achievements in learning. And it's very hard. It's very difficult to be satisfied with achievements in learning because it's not something that we can measure easily. Not something a person can put into numbers and put into, can put up on the bulletin board and see. An achievement the person has in learning is within him. It's not outside, and by comparison, there's not an accurate way of measuring it. And it's a derech of the Yetzer Hara to attack a person with that. I often remember my Baal Tshuva friend who came to our house years ago after becoming frum in Eretz Yisrael and struggling with his learning. He must have been 22, 23 years old, a single fellow. And he was struggling terribly with Gemara. And he used to come to our house for most Shabbosays. And when I learned with him, it was a tremendously frustrating experience. After Pesach, he went to a Baal Tshuva yeshiva in Mansi, to Kol Yaakov, I don't know if it still exists. And And I didn't see him for 2 months. He came back at the end of June. And he told me to learn the same thing, same frustration. And I sat down to learn with him on Shabbos afternoon. He had achieved another level. When he had left, he had started, he didn't even know the Rashi Aleph Beis. He wasn't holding by Rashi. And he came back 2 months later. Not only did he know the Rashi Aleph Beis, he was breaking his head to figure out Rashi. So the Gemara, he was already more fluent in, and the Rashi not, but the feeling of frustration was the same, because he was frustrated in his learning. There's a stage where Rashi is a frustrating, you know, they tell the story about the janitor of Volozhin, who was a lifelong janitor of Volozhin. You know, if you're a janitor long enough, you think you're Talmud Chacham. So he decided in the local, in the yeshiva, he couldn't give shir, but in town, he gave a Gemara Rashi shir. So sometimes he got stuck. He couldn't figure out the Gemara, so he would look into Rashi. So it seemed to him, you know, whenever he was stuck, there was no Rashi. So he said, what good is Rashi? When I don't need the Rashi, there's so much Rashi, I can't figure it out. And when I need the Rashi, you know, he's not there. He's, you know, he's not there for me. So, there's a certain frustration that comes with the learning. And it's like, you know, when you're in yeshiva, Rashi, long Rashi, when you, especially you start learning Rashi in sixth grade, seventh grade. And then by the time you get older, you know, Rashi's your best friend. Because, without Rashi, we couldn't, I don't know how anybody ever learned without Rashi. So, but the frustration level is the same, because a person generally looks for the next level. And the frustration of a lack of sense of accomplishment is there. And that's what this paramission is about. This Bryce is telling you, all the parts are telling you the same thing. And it's written 2,000 years ago, it's the same thing today. People get frustrated in their learning because they're mevakish gedula, that misavul shulcharim shosarim, they're chaymed kavid. You know, all of these things are part of the challenges that a person has. And yaisem limud chasei is to just try to do a little more than a person could do. But let's see the pirush in the bottom. Al tevakesh gedula la'atzmacha v'al tachmein kavin. Al derech shepirashni b'mishnah akademis, like we said earlier. Shaloi toimer haloi asisa shaloi l'shem kavin. A person may say like this. Look, I learned not to get honor. And yet, the Tanna tells us that if you learn not for honor, the honor will come at the end. And therefore, in the middle of your learning, you're going to look if you have atzlocha. Now, I'm not sure what he means. In your wife's work, I suppose he's talking about someone whose wife is minding the store and he's sitting and learning. So the Seif Kavin Lava, he's saying as well, am I having Atzlacha because I'm learning? In other words, I mentioned that it's a difficult idea that we learned. Chazal say, don't learn for honor. If you learn not for honor, the honor will come. So it's very hard to know what the honor will come line does for a person who's trying to teach himself not to learn for Kavin. But here he's saying is that don't look over your shoulder for the covet to be chasing after you. Chen Amar David, Ach Toivah Chesed Defuli Kol Yemei Chayai. Let the Toivah Chesed pursue me all the days of my life. V'loi Ani Haroidef Achreihem. Kama Shepirashi Bakem Acher. And I don't run after the covet. And I let if they run after me, it's fine. I'm not running after them. V'amar Kol Yemei Chayai Ratzaloi Me'afilu L'Besayif V'Dai L'Meivin. Means even later on in life, v'day l'meivin, that people say that when you get old, people need kavod more. So I'm not old yet. I don't know exactly what's old, but they say when a person gets old, he needs it more. I'm not sure. I think it's part of the idea that amei oretz kol zman shemaskinim mitapshim, that people, by nature, a person, the older a person is, the more stubborn he is. If you that's what they say. I don't know.
Some gedolim who always used to run away from COVID, but here in the Lashon, it's not mashma that he's saying you have to do that. If it runs after you, fine. You shouldn't just be the one seeking it.
That's what it's saying. Yeah. It's not talking about running away from it. It's just talking about not needing it. Okay, midas wise, it's good to run away. As far as Torah learning, it's just important not to need it. See, the covenant he's talking about here is hatzlacha in financial things. Yaakov ignored the needs of Eilam Hazeh, and he just lived his life Eilam Haba. V'kadosh Baruch Hu nasa lo oisher v'kavod v'dvarim sh'adam eichel perasem v'Eilam Hazeh. V'chula k'ma sh'parashi v'makim achel. So as long as Yaakov was not running after COVID or whatever, and Yaakov's level is comfort in this world, Hashem gave him everything, right? He left Lavan's house, a wealthy man. As soon as you get to Parshas Vayeshev, and Rashi says, Yaakov said, all right, I had a hard life, now I want to live out my years peacefully. Then his greatest difficulties came upon him. It's inappropriate to be mavakish this world if a person is focused on the next world. He only wanted a mazek. He ain't zeh chelkei. He zeh shomer al tevakesh gedula laatzmacha ratzalaimer. Ain't loy levakesh zeis. Kedis galel vam loy yevakesh. I say if I cover vegedula miatzma lavai. I don't waste extend it. This last line. He says, don't want it. Don't need it. Then he says, if you don't look for it, it'll come. Why is he saying that? And he tried to train me not to need it, but then he tells me, well, if you won't need it, then it'll come. So I don't know. That's. It's a little of a difficult thing to understand. So I don't know, we had in Yerodea, an interesting Aruch HaShulchan, which you missed on Sunday. We had an Aruch HaShulchan, it says in Shulchan Aruch that Parnosas Mishpachta is before Tzedakah. A person's own family needs come before giving Tzedakah. So the Aruch HaShulchan, who throughout Hilchas Tzedakah, comments, and you can see from his comments about the terrible poverty in Lithuania where he lived, because he's constantly reading Hilchis Tzedakah from the eye of somebody who lives in a community where everyone needs Tzedakah. He says he doesn't understand. How could it be that a person's own family needs come before Tzedakah? So who's going to be able to give Tzedakah? Only very wealthy people give Tzedakah. So most people can't give Tzedakah then. Everybody has family needs. He says it can't be. Everyone's going to die in hunger. Every poor person will die in hunger. So he says it must mean family needs means beged and mayim. It means lechem and mayim. Family needs come first means the needs. You have to have bread. You have to have what he calls mayim lachatz, minimal amount of water. Okay, so now you have your family needs. Now give maaser of everything else. So, you know, take off 25 cents, a day, and, the rest of it, I don't know. But it's striking when you read the Aruch HaShulchan, where it says, Shulchan Aruch, your closest relative comes first. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it can't be. Because then, the only poor people that are going to survive are those who have rich relatives. Because the relatives, every relative has enough poor people to take all the tzedakah money. And what's everyone else going to do? So he says, must mean give primarily to your relatives, but give others as well. Again, you can see the way he's talking about people dying from hunger, the way he expresses it, that the poverty was horrible. More than you've been accustomed previously. Every day try to add a little bit to your accomplishments. That for what you've done previously, and that's the important lesson. Don't jump. Very good. More than what you do, just out of habit, do more. I've seen this on regard to people. The Yetzirah tells them to try to be great, to jump. Do a little more than you're accustomed to. Don't go looking to be Shulchanim Shosarim, according to Epshat. Don't look to be the Gadol Hadar. Don't look to achieve greatness. Just achieve what's within your reach. He says, Al tesavlo Shulchanim, ki etzahar yifateyu leches binyanei ha'ilam hazeh l'sasher. Yetzirah is going to tell a person to want to become wealthy. The Yetzirah is going to say, be wealthy, you'll get Olam Haba, they have both worlds. If you would be wealthy like them, that's someone who's stuck in the Beis Medrash, and you'll have Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Don't look for their table. Your table is greater. Because even if a person doesn't have money and he goes to learn lufum tzara, that's a schar. Varu chazal by olam haba tzedikim yoshim at yoseh b'rasheim. Olam haba tzedikim sit with a crown on their head. Ki akeser by olam hazeh nito me'echad al chavei, right? The crown in this world, today you have a crown, tomorrow it's somebody else has the crown. Everyone has his crown. Each person, according to his accomplishments, has an appropriate crown. Everyone is singed from what the other person has. A crown that's on the head can be removed. But something a person accomplishes through his Torah that remains with him all the time. So Kapanim, this is the desire. Now, Mishnah Brisa Vav is the famous Brisa of the 48 Kinyanei Torah, the 48 ways in which a person is kind of Torah. And we're going to try to get through all 48 ways in one day, tomorrow evening. There are Sfarim written just under 48 ways, and to explain each one, I think Rabbi Matzil Salman has a 2-volume set on this price under 48 ways to be kind of tyrant. So, but we're capable of accomplishing it in one day, all 48. So it'll be Hashem tomorrow.